The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Hart was there, and he was doing his podcast, which, what's the name of it? It's the one where they do it in the cold tub, and he interviews people.
Cold as Balls, I think, is what it's called. Where they basically sit in ice baths.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Kevin Hart was talking to Tom Brady, and Brady gave some very high praise for Mahomes.
Who do you feel has the biggest opportunity in today's game to possibly duplicate a version of history? Like, do you feel
Patrick?
Do you
like
Patrick?
Sure. Well, I just think Patrick, I love his mentality. And he's a guy that I see so... The great players that I play with, Patrick has their mentality.
Okay.
He has a will to win. He's got a desire every time he takes the field to be a great leader. And even more than his physical skill, what I always do with the guys, I listen to what they say all the time. I listen to what they say after they win. I listen to what they say after they lose. I listen to how they communicate to their teammates and stuff. So it's just everything he says is the right thing. It's like, I think, okay, how would I answer that? And then he answers it in a very similar way. And that's what I really appreciate, because I know he's really connected with his teammates. So he's got a great organization, and he's got a great coach, great general manager, great ownership, and they've got the parts around him. So I think he still has the best.
I like that.
Succeed.
So that was Kevin Hart talking to Tom Brady. Brady obviously praising Mahomes, saying like that's the one guy that, you know, he thinks is closest to him in terms of a lot of factors, but his entire mentality. He said some similar comments like that before on a Fox broadcast as well. It's not the first time that we've heard Brady, you know, discuss Mahomes' mentality and how he thinks he answers a lot of the questions the same way that he does. But that was just a recent comment, and it was just funny because the video of it, they're just sitting in a cold tub. They're both shirtless, just sitting, and Brady, here he is, giving a serious comment about Patrick Mahomes.
In the tub. You like hearing that from Brady. You like hearing that from one of the Raiders' part owners.
True.
I mean, giving you praise, but there you go. That's the answer there. Hope Sam Munson was listening to that. There's two guys.
But that's not.
It's Brady. I know.
But
it's
again,
that was not
the conversation before.
Who's got the best chance to catch you? I think it is. I think it is Patrick Mahomes. To be honest with you, a few plays here and there, it should be a lot closer. Those rings, they could be very. Yeah. I think
the
honestly,
head to head was such a big deal.
I think
man.
It was. I think honestly, a few plays here or there, they could be each tied at five.
Yeah, that,
right now.
The head-to-head.
I mean, that's impressive because that, and not only that, throwing the interception, Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson at the one-yard line, saying that Marshawn, that gave Brady another ring. The D Ford offsides, that gave Brady another ring. I just think we could be seeing this thing 5-5, and then there's not really a discussion because then Patrick's going to end up being the greatest of all time. I just think a few plays here or there, and clearly the head-to-head made the biggest difference. But, but I mean, they could easily be 5-5.
Look, Patrick Mahomes is incredible. He's the most gifted and best athletic quarterback, most athletic quarterback, everything we've seen in terms of all the tools, everything. And I tend to believe he's going to win two or more rings before his career is over on top of what he already has. I really believe that.
Would you say go to three, win two more?
Yeah, I think that's fair. But also, when you look at the conversation with him, to me, the whole convo about it had to have ended once he lost head-to-head, right? Like, we cannot pick up that conversation again until
except
there
during the regular season, he rolled him.
That doesn't matter in that debate. Now, if Mahomes gets to five rings, maybe you can start to have the convo again if we're just talking about the grace of all time. But I think we have to be honest with ourselves. I know we're in Kansas City, but we have to be honest with ourselves. The head-to-head loss was devastating for this convo.
Flip the whole thing.
The chance to make it a wash, though, was last year. If you would have got the three-peat, something Brady never did, I would say that cancels out the head-to-head Super Bowl. And that to me, would have erased the issue that we have here in this convo, but they didn't. And so unless Mahomes can get to six or five, you can't even have that real convo about the GOAT. And that's, by the way, that is like, we're talking about literally the best. So you got to nitpick. You got to be specific. Would I rather have Patrick Mahomes as my quarterback than Tom Brady in their prime from a, hey, making the throws kind of thing, knowing the defense that Brady had and the defense that Mahomes hasn't had at times, I would choose Patrick Mahomes. I really would. But at some point, like, we can't just act like the head-to-head didn't happen. We can't act like three is close to six when we're talking about Super Bowl rings.
I'm telling you, a few plays here and there, it's a lot closer.
Yeah, but that means again, a few plays here and there, Dan Marino would have a ring if that was the case,
Pete
too.
Pete Carroll,
you know,
doesn't screw up at the one-yard line with the Seahawks where they threw the interception, Brady's got one less, right? I mean, I'm just saying, default offsides, because keep this in mind. Brady won the coin toss. Patriots won the game. The rule wasn't changed.
That game,
the rule wasn't changed until it happened to Josh Allen. They changed the rule. So Mahomes never had a chance to go back out there like the new rule is. So Brady took advantage of that. The Chiefs got screwed on that deal. I'm just saying, that's two rings right there. I'm just saying, the whole thing could be a lot closer than what people really realize.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I would love for us to be sitting here in a year and talking about another opportunity to go back-to-back, which obviously has only been done a few times in NFL history and all that. But, you know, the ring conversation, which is basically what we're narrowing this down to, I mean, there's the reality of, you can't just say, well, it was, if this happened, if that, we can do that for so many athletes in sports history, so many careers. Some guys would be Hall of Famers if one play happened and one didn't. If somebody didn't get hurt, then it changed. Like, we can play that game all day long, you know?
Luke Haver doesn't get hurt. Wade Davis isn't the star.
Sure, so many things. We know that.
But more of the conversation here, that actually kind of what he was saying, listens to what Patrick says before games and after games. And a lot of things is about saying the right thing at the right time. We talk about Anthony Richardson tapping out. Like, Mahomes never say that. Again, you have to have guys buy into you and who you are. They have to want to come play with you. And not only that, when Patrick has that camp pat down in Texas, and those guys get to go down there, sure, that's a lot of value when they go in that football field. It's another value for them to eat together, hang out, play some video games together. It's one thing for Patrick Mahomes to play video games with rookies and second-year players when he's Patrick freaking Mahomes. He still does. He's one of the dudes. And that's one of the things they strive for in the combine. Is this guy one of the dudes or not? And coming in, a lot of people label Jaden Daniels more of the dude than Caleb. And clearly Caleb goes ahead of him, but a lot of people said, no, Jaden's the guy that kind of, you know, hangs around the teammates. They like to play for him, and they buy into what he's doing. And you saw the success. You saw it translated. That's a big thing in the NFL. How much do your teammates like you? I know we joke around a lot about combine. Well, nobody went to his birthday party or whatever. You know, they even make that joke with Russell Wilson. You know what, though? That stuff does matter. Do they like you or not? That's the question, because guys want to play with Patrick because he inspires them to come and be better, and he treats people like humans, and he'll go out and have a beer with guys. He'll go out and hang out. Joe Montana, as good as he was, he would, when the Chiefs were in River Falls, Wisconsin for training camp, he would take the linemen and stuff, and he'd go to Bozeman Mine in downtown River Falls and drink brew with the offensive linemen. Why? Joe Montana was one of the dudes. He was one of the guys cracking jokes in the huddle against the Bengals in the Super Bowl. Hey, there's John Candy in a crucial moment in the Super Bowl. He was pointing out fans in the stands. That's being big one of the guys. as far as transcending football and what it means,
I have a question for you.
Besides who likes football or more, who do you want to play for? Coaches, who do you want to run a wall through? And this is what they're trying to get with Mahomes when they're talking to other quarterbacks. How much do the other guys actually like you and want to play for you? Because that stuff matters.
I have a question for you, Bink. Do you think that Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT right now? Do you think Patrick Mahomes is, would you label him the GOAT over Brady right now?
No, it's still Tom Brady.
Okay.
I don't know how anybody can answer that question any other way.
Brady had the attributes that Mahomes does. Guys wanted to play with Brady. They like to play with Brady. Brady humanized himself with the players.
Whether you are the GOAT or not, I don't think, again, this is a totally opinionated thing. It depends on what you value more. What you think is right is different than what Gold thinks is different than what I think. I think Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback than Tom Brady ever was already. I can tell you that right now.
About rings. We as a society, unfortunately, have made it all about rings, and that's all that matters. That's the conversation that people have had with LeBron and
Jay Brady is
for 20 years.
He just kept getting better and better. They won both ways, which Patrick's kind of done that with defense, because the Patriots did that initially when they won their first Super Bowl. Won defense. When he had Randy Moss and Wes Welker, and he's putting up all those yards,
going now.
He never won a Super Bowl.
Bink's out here telling River Falls stories. I mean, we're just rehashing stuff from 30 years ago.
Bink. I think the thing that's interesting is how much, and somebody mentioned it on the text line, how much it parallels the MJ LeBron debate. Because to me, if you think Tom Brady is the GOAT, then you think MJ is the GOAT. And that's just the way that it goes. It should be that way. Because
I think the conversation
is the exact same. Where if you think that Mahomes is the GOAT, then I think you think that LeBron is the best player to play. because of all the other factors that factor into the GOAT conversation outside of just rings.
I agree with you. I think Mahomes has a lot of MJ. A lot of it.
No,
and he takes things personally.
No. I'm saying no. Patrick Mahomes is LeBron James is in the conversation. He has less rings, but is arguably the better player.
I think he's more
player.
Of MJ. I mean, I think Mahomes is more of MJ.
You're talking just his style and how he approaches
that's just
things.
A drive,
Drew's
the
talking
the
about like the actual debate.
I understand that the debate to me is Mahomes is MJ. He's not LeBron. He's MJ.
Then Mahomes wouldn't have lost in a Super Bowl, and Mahomes would have more rings.
Mahomes is completely the guy. Hey, I'm going to play sick. I'm going to play hurt. I'm going to do whatever to win the game. That was MJ.
Okay.
I take things personally. That was MJ.
Yes.
That's Mahomes.
Yes. Yeah. Again, it's fine. We don't have to keep going in circles on it. I think both are correct. I think we agree Mahomes has a lot of MJ similarities. Drew was just saying that in the conversation about rings and stuff, Mahomes would be LeBron in this scenario and Brady would be MJ. That's all he's saying.
Okay,
that's all he's saying.
I'm just looking at the personal characteristics.
Agree. I agree. Someone said I should just shut the mic off and let Bink just see how long Bink can go.
Honestly, I'm just going to put the mic.
Just
talk NBA draft again.
Drew told me during the he was saying though that you basically kick somebody out of the bathroom during the break. Is that true?
Nobody was in there.
Well,
so I would have to kick somebody out, but nobody was in there.
Is that what got
I
you fired up?
Nobody was in there.
Drew said you kicked somebody out during the break.
I didn't kick anybody.
You said I need this bathroom.
Drew made that up.
Get out.
No. I opened the door and
the cleaning cart was out there, but nobody was in there.
The clean lady was in there, and he was like, "Oh crap, I gotta go." Like Bink was ready to Bink had to go. Regardless,
nobody was in there.
She
was
in
there. Perfect.
Bink said he was going to ask her to leave.
Nicely.
I think it'd be okay if I could just go.
Is why Bink came back all fired up, because he already was like, basically was barging in. I mean, it was.
I didn't barge into anybody. Nobody was in there.
Unhappy.
Literally pissed my pants.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.